following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
To Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
It's fall break for everyone here in Elmore County, and things starting to cool down a little bit as the fall rolls in. But Wetumpka football continues to heat up. A three-game win streak for the Indians as we welcome you into Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie as Wetumpka football and Wetumpka athletics rolls on. We're excited for a great show here tonight. Coach Bear Woods will be joining us here in just a little bit. We'll also have Caleb Ballard, one of the top receivers for this Indians team, along with Coach Marvin Morton, the defensive coordinator for this Indians program. Mitch Petrie alongside with me. And Mitch, you can give us a little bit of an update on what's going on around Wetumpka Athletics.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Gavin. It's a busy week here in the Indians athletics. Flag football had a game earlier today, and they will be playing again on Thursday. So busy week for the flag football squad. And volleyball tomorrow will play in the AHSA Area 4 tournament. They will face off against Stanhope Elmore in the first game. And if the Indians win that one, they will go on to play the winner of Montgomery Academy and Percy Julian for the championship tournament hosted by Montgomery Academy, who finished as the one seed in the region. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but this week's First Community Bank Athlete of the Week is Caleb Ballard. Had five receptions for 54 yards and two touchdowns in the Indians' 34-20 win against Percy Julian. He'll be joining the show later this evening.
Yeah, we also had our player of the game from last week from Precision Floor Care. He's supposed to join us as well, Emerson Polk. Unable to make it. He's celebrating his grandmother's birthday, so can't blame him for that, absolutely. With Wetumpka Cross Country, they just finished up their meet this past weekend out in Lineville for the Volunteer Fall Classic. Had two medals and a boys' plaque. They finished third overall as a team. They'll be, as you mentioned, heading out to Montgomery Academy. Not a very far drive over at Gateway Park. A fun course there. A lot of loops out there. I can speak from experience. They'll have the sectional championship in just a few weeks as well on October 30th. That meet is in Auburn. So a lot of action coming for Wetumpka Athletics. Coach Bear Woods will be joining us here in just a few minutes. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Your local link to broadband. We'll be right back on the Bear Woods Show.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Looking for power? performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show. Driven by Collier Ford. Online at CollierFord.com.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie, and now joined by Coach Bear Woods. And Coach, yeah, I know y'all are just getting done with practice here today. Just how's everything going?
Everything's rolling good. We have an opportunity to, adjust with scheduling. You know, school schedule this week, so we have fall break, but, you know, for in-season sports, there is no break, so we just kept at it and had some good rest, but getting our practices in like we need to as well.
Big win against Percy Julian this past week. You'll be going back to that same stadium again this week. A little bit less travel, I guess. It's still a road game, but it's a little bit shorter of a distance to get out there. Does that kind of help a little bit, trying to get everyone ready for games?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just less on the guys and trying to stay mentally focused. I mean, it really does feel we enjoy going out to the Crampton Bowl because it's such a short ride. It's a big venue. It's a lot of good space in the locker room. The guys enjoy going out on the field pregame. You just have space, and it's a college stadium, so it's a lot of fun, and we're glad to be there, especially back-to-back weeks.
Harder for the bus to break down if it's a shorter trip, right?
Well, it might still break down, but we're in a better position being close to Wetumpka, so that's right.
Right. I want to get into this Percy Julian game a little bit. It was a little bit of a slower start, I guess. You come out there, though, and back-to-back field goals to take the early lead. Alex Smeland knocking in both of them. So far, he's still perfect. You know, don't want to talk about that too much.
Too late, Gavin. You just said it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But had a great game in that. Had the onside kick as well that y'all recovered. So it's just, what were you seeing from him? What seems to be working?
Yeah, he's just getting it done. I mean, he you know, he's at summer practices with Sowers. They work together. I was, you know, just commending them today. There's, you know, we talk about the team side of football. I mean, those two guys are really the epitome of it. You know, when one guy needs, you know, isn't on for the night, the next guy steps in, and vice versa. And that's in both kick in the kickoffs and in the extra points and field goals. But he's just been rock solid. I mean, just he's on right now. He's on fire, and he's confident going out there. Jake Harden's doing a great job snapping the ball. Charlie gets better every week holding the football for Alex, and the guys are confident in him. But we're excited for him when he kicks field goals. The flip side is we don't want field goals. We want touchdowns.
Right.
So it's about being able to finish those drives, and we're confident that we've made corrections the last 2 days to be able to finish those drives.
Something that did kind of halt the offense a little bit in the early going was ball security. A couple of fumbles in this one, had a few other miscues there where it seemed like the ball was maybe just a little extra slick. What do you kind of do to correct that going into this week?
Well, you emphasize it, and it's hard to say emphasize it more because that's what we talk about every week is take care of the football. We had three goals offensively last week was to take care of the football, block, and catch. That was it, take care of the football, block, and catch. We didn't really take care of the number one thing, which is the football, but it's just one of those games. And thankfully, we were able to put up enough points, and the defense did a great job getting three and outs, our best performance from a three and out standpoint all year, that we were able to overcome those ball security issues.
Yeah, kind of going off that ball security issue a little bit more, it seemed like Percy Julian was fumbling the ball a lot. Do you think field conditions or anything like that in nature kind of contributed to the slickness of the football?
I don't think so. No, I just had to give it like no. I think the conditions were perfect. I think just one of those nights to where both teams struggled taking care of the football.
Someone who did have a great night, Emerson Polk, as we mentioned, not able to get him on the show here. He's got to go to his grandmother's birthday, which we can't blame him for that, absolutely not. But fourth interception of the season for Emerson, and a big one there at the end of the game to kind of seal things. It seems like he has just been all over the place defensively.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous season, and it goes back to guys who show up in practice, like during, well, since he's been here, he's been just a guy who has had, one, he's a physical at the point of contact. He can tackle people, just can tackle people. And then his ability to track the football and catch the football has been the best on the defense. And spring, he had a great spring. Summer, he's intercepting the balls on 7-on-7. At practice, he's that guy. Even this past week, intercepting the ball at practice. And it just shows up in the game. A lot of the same ways we talk about a Jordan Hill showing up. These guys who do it at practice, and ends up showing up in the game. And Emerson's done a tremendous job, which, you know, he's wearing jersey number 19. That, you know, that's a legacy number for us here because a guy named Micah Bigelow wore that prior. And Emerson is like cut. They look like twins on the field, you know, and last week I thought he was going to have his pick six. He had a great pass breakup, but he's doing tremendous, and he works hard.
You mentioned Jordan Hill there for just a moment, and the run game still seemed to be pretty efficient. Had a couple different guys coming in with Deion Floyd and Jordan Smoke. How did they kind of carry the load there and work together to be able to keep the run game going efficiently?
I thought really that was the best part of our game offensively, especially in the first half, was being able to get nice first down production running the football. I thought Jordan Smoke did a tremendous job. And, you know, there was a ball security issue at one point during the game, but he made the correction and was had another opportunity to security, got hit in the backfield hard. I was so proud of him because when a guy, you know, has an issue with the ball, it's tough that very next time when a big hit comes. But, you know, he has the absolute trust of our staff and our team. And Deion, he's just one of the just best football players. Put him at any position, he's going to be pretty doggone good. And we like it when the ball's in Deion Floyd's hands.
Jordan Smoke, 49 yards. Deion Floyd, 32, and a touchdown. It was the passing game, though, that really shined in this one. And we're going to have Caleb Ballard on in just a little bit. But 54 yards for him, two touchdowns. One of those was a remarkable catch, and we'll play it here in a little bit. But over the top there, he's just seems like he has a size advantage that he's really been able to lean into a good bit.
Yeah, he does, and the good Lord blessed him with that advantage. But then also, he's working hard. Like he's learning how he's becoming a better football player every week, and that's just how you practice, how understanding the game, what's his role in the run game and the pass game, and being coachable. You know, some of those passes that are so fun to watch when he catches them. It's like, I think we can get a little more separation in some areas, not have to always, you know, just moss people. But he does a fantastic job doing that. I guess the kids call it head topping now, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's fun to watch, and I've been very proud of him. His teammates love him. He's a great teammate. And, yeah, the passing game works well anytime we're able to get five in the game.
We've touched on this before, but Andrew Voiles had a strong game receiving but had multiple punts inside the 20. One of them was, like, right there on the goal line as well. I mean, it's like every week it seems like that's getting better and better.
It does, and I think part of it just is, one, just the flow of the game. It was just a situation where we knew we had an opportunity to probably not have a rushed punt. And Andrew executed, like being aware that, yeah, I'm going to have an opportunity to, you know, take my time and get this punt located where it needs to be. And he's done a tremendous job. I laughed earlier in the week with him saying, who would have thought 3 years ago that, like, you might be the all-time leading punter in, like, yards, you know, for Wetumpka High School. But the reason why I put him there, one, he's an athlete, but I trust him. Like, at the end of the day, I just trusted him 2 years ago to say, who can handle the moment to catch a snap and kick the ball across the line of scrimmage. Oh, Andrew can do it, and he's turned into a fantastic punter.
Yeah, touching on the receivers a little bit more, 9 different receivers for the Indians caught a pass in that game. What does that say kind of about the offense in your eyes?
Yeah, I think when we go back to a few weeks ago on the show, just talking about when we had Coach J.L. Dawkins on the show, I mean, what he's been able to do for our football program on the offensive side is the best it's been. And part of it is he just dials up plays that requires different guys to catch. You don't know where the ball is going, and some of it is and we also got guys who can catch the ball. That's the other thing. I have guys that catch it, but everyone touches the football, and then credit goes to Charlie, you know, to be able to throw the ball around to everybody. But it all starts with the play caller giving an opportunity for our great athletes to be able to catch the ball and be involved in the offense. And it's so much fun to watch too.
Did see the team get out front, I believe it was 34-6 there, and then Percy Julian starts to kind of carve into the lead just a little bit. What kind of started to falter a little bit? What do you take away from the brief moment where they kind of got back in it?
Yeah, it's that tough part that you got to learn from. Actually, it's not tough. It's the challenging part as a coach you have to learn from. We went into halftime. I said, listen, guys, we're going to coach you as hard as what we've ever coached you. I said, there are no side conversations happening. We are here to be at our best, and we cannot let up because we respect our opponent. We know their athletic capabilities to be able to score on any play. But when we come out of halftime, that third quarter, we were able to go down and score the football to start off the half, but we didn't score again after that. And then defensively, just giving up big plays. So it would be eye violations and man coverage. Another would just be not fitting the run game, which is training camp type stuff. But whatever that little it is that the kids lose that edge, you know, it's our responsibility and mine specifically as the coach to be sure we maintain that edge no matter what the scoreboard says. But credit to Coach White and Percy Julian because they fought the entire time.
Was a great win for Wetumpka, 34-20, third consecutive victory for this Indians team. When we come back, we'll be joined by Caleb Ballard, one of the star receivers from this past weekend, and we'll preview the upcoming matchup against Park Crossing. At First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come to Collier! Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
In this first half, up to the 24-yard line, Skipper by himself fakes the wide receiver screen. Now a deep ball. Caleb Ballard gets on top of a man, makes the grab. Touchdown, Wetumpka. That's what it sounded like on Friday as Caleb Ballard caught one of his two touchdown passes against Percy Julian. And now Caleb joins us. Caleb, appreciate you being here, man.
Nice to be here.
Caleb, you're coming into your sophomore year. This is your first year with this Indians team. What has this experience kind of been like with Wetumpka so far and Coach Bear?
It's been good. It's just like, yeah, you got to do more. You got to put more effort in, you know, all aspects, film watching, on the field, all that.
Mitch mentioned a few moments ago 9 different receivers catching passes in that last game. What has that receiving core kind of looked like? How close-knit are y'all as a group?
Close, like we go through everything for real. Conditioning, school, all that.
Yeah, I always try and ask kind of what players do, you know, when they have some free time, trying to hang out, have a little bit more team chemistry. What's kind of your favorite thing to do to hang out with the guys?
Yeah, well, we go on games sometimes, but now most of the time, like we'll go out to eat as a position group every once in a while.
Coach Caleb Ballard coming in this year, what has his impact been in your eyes for this Indians team?
Football-wise, it just creates a dynamic player. You know, that's just a tough matchup. I personally think we could play him at safety and he'd be just as impactful. He's an athlete. He's once again a good teammate. But then just school-wise, I mean, you got a young man who shows up and works hard. He's always gets along with all the teammates. That's the big thing. He fits Wetumpka. Wetumpka fits him. We're so glad to have him and his family here. And I know what him and his teammates do. They all play basketball together. That's what they do in their spare time.
Well, and I do want to get into that a little bit. Basketball season's coming up here, hoping that maybe you're going to be stuck with football for a little longer before. But as you look towards that season, I know last year was a strong year for Indians basketball. Now you come in to help this program. Give me a little bit of a preview of what you and the guys have coming up with Coach Thomas down there.
I'm just going to try to do my best, make us pass the first round of the playoffs, go deep playoff run, try to win state.
Well, hoping for that same thing on the football field as well. So, Mitch, you got anything?
Yeah, Caleb, I know you were playing at, 1A before this or 2A, and 6A is kind of a real big difference from that. Kind of what have been your takeaways from moving up a couple of classes?
Really, everybody just better. Like, you go to 2A, they have like one or two players that's just dogs, and then you come to 6A. Everybody fast, everybody athletic. Like, you got to learn the game more on the mental aspect.
Well, let me ask you, most of the time in those smaller schools also, you see guys who are playing both sides of the ball. Were you one of those?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what were you playing defensively?
Safety. Yeah. I play safety and DN.
How do you kind of compare those? What did you like more about the defensive side of playing? And have you ever maybe talked with Coach Barry about getting back on the defensive side?
Well, yeah, I do want to go back to defense. Now, it helped me on offense a lot, though, like understanding the coverages and stuff, like the mindset of what the defense player is thinking about, and then just being physical, like, yeah, like just seeing the ball and just go get it.
Coach, I want to get into this Park Crossing game coming up, and you mentioned something over the break, and I know you talked with Caleb and the team earlier today as well about a complete game, something that we've covered for the last couple of weeks, but I kind of want you to be able to explain what a complete game looks like for this team.
Yeah, so the first thing is taking care of the football. You have to take care of the football, you know, from the turnover side. We can't give the ball up. The next thing is the complementary part of football. So we have to win the first 5 minutes. When we get the ball, we want to go score the ball. We don't want to get a three and out. On the special teams side is that we got to be able to take care of the field position, no snafus, and then anytime we're able to pin a team deep, right, we keep that field position. You're going to see that the flow of the game just always goes in the Indians' favor. But take care of the football, win the first five and last five, and that'll be a complete game for the Indians, and that's how we define it, and that's what we're looking to do on Friday.
A little bit of a preview for Park Crossing. What do you see from their team that you're going to have to really focus on?
Well, it's just going to be identifying what covers that they're in with their front, and because sometimes it's hard, it's difficult to tell exactly what they're doing, but we have some things that we're going to be able to figure that out. Defense is going to come down to tackling good athletes again. They got fantastic athletes at Park Crossing, and we got to be able to sure we don't give up explosive plays, and we're ready to do that.
Last week we talked about it being a shorter week. Now you get one extra day, right? So I'm curious, what do you do when you have a Thursday game, go into a Friday game now? What do you do with that one extra 24 hours?
So you think we have an extra day, but actually we do not. We have parent report night on Thursday, so no students come to school on Thursday. So we're back to the one day less. But we're able to do stuff on Sunday that will enable us not to worry too much about the Thursday preparation. We'll touch base with our guys with some meetings in the morning, but because of the school schedule, we are going to not have anything on Thursday per se. But last week prepared us for it, so we're ready to go. It really is more similar to last week than you know, any other week.
Well, and I did want to get into, I know parent report day is Thursday, fall break being yesterday and today. Does that, obviously parent report day, but does fall break have any effect on that as well? And do you maybe get more opportunity to do anything?
Well, anytime you got a change of schedule, my concern is about the players. Are we going to get their best showing up to practice on time? Everyone, make sure the communication and the schedule sent out. But the guys have done really well Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yesterday was probably not our best practice, but then today we were able to have a fantastic practice. But that's always the challenge at this point in the season also. The guys love – the energy is always great. The guys love working out. They love being together. It's just once we get to the practice field, now it's go time, and we had three good days.
On the note of working out, Caleb, I'm curious what your favorite part of the football team is, whether working out, practice, what the drills that you might enjoy are.
One-on-one drill, one-on-one.
I can imagine that would be it. Weight room, what do you feel like you're kind of getting out of that weight room process? I know that Coach Singleton has been a big part of that, and we spoke with him earlier. So just what have you been able to try and work on and get better as a player from inside the weight room?
Just packing on more muscle, trying to get bigger so I can be more physical, and just like trying to hone my athleticism.
Yeah, kind of talking outside of football a little bit. I know you're a sophomore, so is Charlie Skipper as well. Do you guys have any classes together, and does that kind of make it a little bit easier to bond seeing them throughout the school day?
Yeah, we got our very last class. Oh, we got driver's ed together.
It's an important thing to learn.
Who's your teacher in driver's ed?
Coach Monroe.
Coach Monroe, yeah.
I had Coach Brooks as well. He's pretty fun, so hopefully he's fun as well. Now, with Skipper, it's something that we've kind of asked a couple different receivers over the course of this year, but what has that relationship been like with Charlie? I know that, especially in this last game, there were multiple targets your way at the beginning of the game that maybe didn't quite get where they needed to be, and then things started to click on the back half of it with the 2 touchdowns, 5 receptions. So what's the communication like with him when you maybe have a tougher time at the beginning?
Well, like, I don't really know how to explain it, but, like, it's really just trial and error, because like we had a chemistry that's there, but sometimes on the physical aspect we don't always match up, so we just try our best to be on the same note mentally and then put it on the field and do it physically.
All right, I'm gonna ask you a couple quick questions here, and you got to give me some quick answers. All right, who is the funniest guy on the team?
JD DeMart.
All right, favorite coach to be around?
Coach Fagan.
Coach Fagan. We've heard a lot of Coach Fagan, by the way. It's been Fagan and Coach Brooks, right? And I kind of was surprised. We spoke with Coach Fagan earlier before the Percy Julian game, and he was a fun guy to talk to and spoke about how he's really focused on that receiver group. And I do want to get into him. What has the relationship been like with Coach Fagan? Obviously, you're working very closely with him as a wide receiver.
He really just helped us work on the fundamentals. We focus on the fundamentals a lot these past couple weeks, trying to improve so we can go deep playoffs. Because athleticism-wise, we all have receivers and people across the field that can make plays. We just have to hone in on our fundamentals.
All right, guys, as we get close to the end of this segment here, final thoughts as we go into Park Crossing, Coach.
For us to be playing a complete game, we're searching for it. Like I'm personally motivated to it because these guys work so hard. They're so fun to coach. The most fun I've had coaching a group. The staff is just the best. I mean, everything just is so much fun for me personally to be with this group. And I'm just searching for that complete football game. And I know that guys like Caleb are going to be sure to bring their best effort and attitude and ready to, you know, prepare to dominate. That's what we want to do Friday night. That's really what we want to accomplish as a team. And I'm just so proud of the guys. And I love seeing their production, their accolades, and how happy they are for each other. It's really special.
Caleb, your goals going into this one and the rest of this season?
Keep the ball up. Don't fumble the ball.
My guy.
Fair enough. Appreciate you guys both being on. When we come back, Coach Morton, the defensive coordinator, will join us as we get close to the back half of Tribal Talk. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We'll be right back on the Call Your Ford with Tumka Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Need college credit fast? CAC's second mini term is here. These short courses start soon and let you catch up, get ahead, or stay on track all in just a few weeks. Choose from flexible options that fit your schedule and move closer to your degree. But hurry, classes are starting soon and spots go quickly. Visit cacc.edu today and get started with Central Alabama Community College's second mini term.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDewittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDewittCenter.com. RussellDewittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie, we're now joined by the defensive coordinator of the Indians team, Coach Marvin Morton. Coach, appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate you guys having me. Shout out to you guys, doing the Sports Network. My family sometimes can't always make it to the games, but, man, they say you guys do a good job on the broadcast and just bringing spotlight to our student athletes.
Well, we appreciate it, Coach. And, Xander Walker, one of the guys also on our team, and we appreciate him as well, obviously not with us here tonight. But it's been a strong season for this Indians defense, and we've seen a lot of guys who are in the room here, and I want to get into that in just a few moments. But what have you seen from this defense as a whole as the season has gone on?
So, these guys, they are progressing each week. So, we're a totally different defense than we were spring training. And a lot of it has to do with some of these guys that's in the room now, just the senior leadership that, you got the Walt Myers, the Jack Fingers, the Caleb Warrens, guys that are just not only just showing how to lead the right way, but just with their practice habits as well. And and I tell them all the time, just be consistent and just keep going to work every day, be consistent and tie down on the little things. And we're getting better as the season goes on.
You've been with this team for a couple of years now, but give everyone a little bit of an idea of what your journey has been like getting to Wetumpka.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I started off, went to high school at Maplesville High School. That's really where I fell in love with football. I had some football coaches, Coach Brent Hubbard, Eric Bailey, guys who I look up to and really got me into coaching. And then went to Troy University and didn't play football. Yeah, go Trojans, didn't play football. Did some intramurals, won an intramural championship one year, but
there we go.
But, you know, while I was at Troy, I was blessed to, you know, be a part of Charles Henderson's football staff at the time. Coach Hugh Fountain, Hugh Fountain really took me under his wing. And, you know, had some other veteran coaches on that staff as well. And went graduated from Troy, started my journey at Marbury High School, and then moved on to Billingsley, where I was, you know, I was blessed to get my first head coaching opportunity with Billingsley. And then from Billingsley to Chilton County, I was defense coordinator for 2 years, and then was able to be promoted to high school. Very, very grateful for those 2 years as a head coach, you know, just picking up a lot of experience and just the relationships built while I was at Chilton County. And then got a call from Coach Bear, you know, at the time. And, you know, me and him, we became head coaches around the same time. So, you know, I was just able to see his program from the outside in. We ended up playing each other in a jamboree. I liked what he was doing here at Wetumpka, and asked me to come on board, and you know, I was all in. So, you know, I'm just very grateful to be at Wetumpka, and Wetumpka has been a blessing to me.
You've, as you mentioned, had multiple different head coaching jobs. What do you take from your experience as the head coach into this defensive coordinator role?
Absolutely. So, you know, as a head coach, you know, you're in a position where there's a lot of organization, you know, so I want to take those organizational skills into the coordination as far as, you know, game planning on defense and, you know, getting these guys prepared. Don't necessarily have to deal with the head coaching duties, more focused in on the football side of it. So, you know, I was I'm blessed to have that part of it where, you know, just going back coaching football and having these guys prepared.
And you mentioned the organizational side of it. I know that you and Coach Bear are the ones that really focus on the off-season planning and scheduling and having, you know, the seven-on-sevens, watching the film and that sort of thing. And Coach has shown me some of the different files and ways they organize all the different clips. How much focus do you put into that? How crucial is that to be able to prepare the team for a season?
Yeah, those steps are crucial all the way from the OTAs. Back in the wintertime, you know, just really just building the foundation. Hey, here's our base defense. And then, you know, just really just quizzing these guys, you know, just like in the math classroom, you know, you start off with a simple step and then you keep building and building and building each week. I love how, you know, our summer practices are very competitive. We compete every single day. So, you know, going off to different 7-on-7s and OTAs are just really just want to put these guys in a situation where we want to see them compete, and you can really identify those guys early on.
Coach, you talked about it a little bit earlier, but there's a lot of senior leadership, especially on the defensive side of the ball. What are some of kind of the ways those guys show that leadership and taking some of those underclassmen under their wing?
Well, you know, when I first got to Wetumpka, there was a young man that really stood out to me, and that was Walt Myrick. And he stood out to me. Coach told the guys, hey, this is a new coach coming in. You know, he's going to see you guys in a different light. And he was one that caught my eye, you know, just the way he works out in the weight room, the way he leads, the way he understands the scheme and execution of the scheme. You know, so now going into year two with a guy like Walt and the other seniors, they really just take them other guys under their wing. So, you know, our junior varsity defense, you know, we call them the Tomahawk defense. And, you know, the seniors, they really take ownership as far as making sure those guys know their keys. Hey, if you want to talk to me about anything in my position group, those guys, they lead those young men. And with that, it also builds depth for us.
You mentioned Walt Myrick. I see Jack Pinkard there as well, Caleb Warren in the house tonight as well. What have those two guys shown for this program? Also a couple of leaders among the defense.
So, you know, Jack, he's probably one of the most unselfish guys on the team. you know, any position that I need to put him in. So, like, if I need him at linebacker, he's willing to go in. At linebacker, willing to go in. He's been terrific for us at defensive end. He's a big contributor to our special teams as well. So really just shows not only for his teammates, but to the younger guys too, just to trust the process, you know, just whatever the team needs, hey, be there for that. And then Caleb Warren, you know, he's a first year defensive guy. You know, he's been on the offensive side, but I saw something in him, as far as, you know, just his work ethic and his just ability to just work hard in the weight room. And now he's also one of those guys that's being more vocal as the weeks goes on and making plays for us.
And you mentioned the transition for Caleb. What is that process like when you have a guy switching from offense to defense? And another one would be J.D. Denmark, yep, who's kind of doing the opposite, going from defense to offense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with that, you know, being you know, I was a small town football player that played both ways. It's a lot of it's just the mental side, you know, just making sure you're on top of your keys, you're watching film, you're looking over install, and just being ready. And you know, we preach competitive nature every single day, and just being competitive every day, and that will also get you on the field. So, you know, in any ways you can help the team, you know, just do it. That's why I tell you guys, just do it.
A lot of players here, but also a lot of staff,
yeah,
who's joined us here tonight. We appreciate everyone being here at Wharf Casual Seafood. And what has the staff been like for you? How helpful is it to have a lot of other guys in your corner? I know Coach Brown being a DB's coach, as well as Coach Brooks, and among others as well, who kind of help to build on the what you're trying to install.
Absolutely. You know, I have amazing assistants that, you know, we all speak the same language, you know, so, you know, one thing, whatever Coach Bear, the emphasis of the week, you know, I try to relay that to the defense, and then my assistant coaches do the same thing within their position groups. And these guys, they work hard. They have all their stuff ready on Sundays, you know, where we have efficient meetings on Sundays. And a lot of times I just like to see them guys coach because, you know, we got some veteran guys on this staff that's hardworking and knows what they're doing. So, you know, I like to sit back and watch them guys, you know, coach our kids up using the same language, using the same details, attention to details that's going to help us be successful.
And you mentioned speaking the same language. I'm sure that no one would speak it better than a former defensive linebacker there in the CFL with Coach Bear. What has the relationship been like with Coach, and how do you kind of build off each other when you have a defensive-minded head football coach?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about trust. Coach Bear has a lot of trust in me. You know, I appreciate Coach Bear, you know, giving me that trust, and, you know, he's very supportive. And it's good, you know, just – even just watching ball sometimes on the side, you know, just feeding ideas off each other, something that I might see that he may not see, or vice versa. And we really just have that same singular goal to get the very best out of our kids. And, you know, so I'm very appreciative.
Yeah, Coach, we've talked about a little bit about the linebacker core of your defense, but I want to take a look at the defensive line, especially J.V. Green and Keelan Thompson, both guys who've gotten a lot of tackles for loss, a couple of sacks, both of their names. Just kind of talk about what that defensive line room looks like and how you've been able to get those guys in successful spots.
Well, it starts up front. You know, it starts up front. We, you know, we really just – I want them guys to be tenacious on the defensive line. Keelan Thompson, he's a versatile defensive lineman, somebody I could drop back and play some linebacker. You know, he's able to move laterally pretty well. And, you know, on third down, man, he's hard to stop. He's hard to stop as far as, like, rushing the quarterback. J.V. Green, man, he has a lot of heart. You know, that guy is starting on offense. We use him about 90% on defense. So, you know, I told him, I challenged him. I said, hey, you got to make sure you are ready and prepared to play both ways at a high level for a lot of reps. And he's done that. You know, he's really taken on that challenge in the weight room with his conditioning and his weightlifting.
You mentioned having a lot of heart. And in this defensive line, I remember talking with Coach Bear earlier in the season about how they're not necessarily going to be the biggest defensive line that you'll see week to week, but they have a lot of heart and ability to still make big plays. How do you kind of scheme around your defensive line when they maybe don't always just outsize their opponent?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's just being disciplined. You know, we really just got to play disciplined football, be sound in our gaps. And the cool thing about our defensive line, too, we have a lot of depth. So I know you guys see it on Friday nights when, man, we're rotating guys. You know, we play up to 8 to 9 guys on a Friday night when it comes to defensive line. So when you're on the field, you are fresh. And we want your very best every snap. And, you know, it starts by firing off the football, hands on your keys, being gap sound. And then if we do see some blitzes, some stunts and things like that, just making sure you're in the right spot and to make the play.
Looking back at that Percy Julian game, what did you see from this defense that worked, and then maybe some things that y'all still want to try and work on?
Absolutely. So, you know, a key emphasis for us has been our third down efficiency. So I was very proud how we started the game. You know, the first 5 drives ended up getting 5 3-and-outs. And, this is still a young team, a young defense that's progressively getting better. And I told them, guys, there are going to be points in the game where a team may make a big play on us. It's how we respond to it, you know. So, you know, they make a big play or they win that drive. Hey, we got to win the next drive. And those guys are answering that call as each week goes on.
Now looking towards this Park Crossing matchup, what do you see that's going to be most important for this defense to be successful on Friday?
So, you know, just staying with our base foundations, and that's just, you know, just alignment, assignment, eyes, and execution. It starts by tackling well, running to the football. Good things happen when you run to the football, whether it's a tip pass for an interception or, you know, they run a screen and we run into the football, force a turnover. You know, those are the main foundation. Park Crossing, they have some guys that, you know, that are very explosive. And, you know, the record may not show it, but those guys have a lot of fight, you know, in it, and they'll be ready to come on out Friday. So, you know, we just got to make sure, you know, with this week going on forward, you know, we tighten down on the fundamentals and everything on our scheme.
Coach mentioned earlier Emerson Paulk being one of the leaders of this defense, and he wears the number 19 like Micah Bigelow did. There's been a lot of great players from this defense from last season. What do you take away from those guys who maybe aren't with the program now, and you kind of show that to your guys now and kind of help it translate into this season?
Man, I'm just glad to see that, you know, our underclassmen, you know, they look up to those guys. You know, for Emerson to say, you know, hey, I'm wearing number 19 because of Micah Bigelow, says a lot. You know, it says a lot about the program as a whole, and that's what you want to see too. You know, from the freshman guys that's coming up when they first get their Wetumpka jersey, and it really puts a lot of thought in what number am I going to be. And, you know, hopefully that's a motivation factor for our seniors and the guys that are currently on the team. Like, hey, somebody's always watching you. So the way you prepare, the way you get after on Friday nights, because a lot of times, too, kids respect kids where, you know, adults don't see all the time. So, you know, not only, you know, be a good leader on the field, but be a good leader outside of football, too.
And outside of football, I know that all coaches are not just there to help them be better at football. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask on a more personal note, what made you want to be a football coach, and what do you think your impact has been on the players that you've worked with?
Well, you know, my coaches, my high school coaches played a big factor in me. You know, I still talk to them to this day. And, you know, I just want to be a positive influence for any kid that I coach, whether it's somebody that's you know, going to college on the next level or just playing high school football because they love high school football. And just want to instill the characteristics of discipline and responsibility and working hard, and where the game of football has taught me as a player, you know, and then my coaches also, you know, instilling that in me as well. So hopefully doing the same thing for each player I coach.
Well, Coach, you've certainly been doing it so far with Wetumpka. We appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck this Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Coach Marvin Morton finishing up with us. Mitch Petrie still along with me. When we come back, we'll close things out on Tribal Talk. Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk.
Mm-hmm. At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Fresh, fast, and always delicious, Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood.
And it's been a fun night here at Wharf Casual Seafood. We've had a packed house here, and we really appreciate everyone being here and hoping to have another packed house next week on Tuesday, starting at 6:30. We'll have Tribal Talk once again as we preview the Stanhope-Elmore game, rivalry week, homecoming week for Wetumpka. Going to hope to have a lot of people here, a lot of viewers as well, as we get ready for a big rivalry matchup. But for the time being, we're focused in on this matchup against Park Crossing. Mitch, you'll have the call with me on Friday night. Our pregame show will be at 6:30 p.m. kickoff at 7 as we get things underway. And exciting, hoping that we can keep this win streak going. going now at three games. Should be a good matchup.
Yeah, it absolutely should. And, you know, Park Crossing's record may not show exactly how talented that team is. And like Coach Bear and Coach Morton had alluded to, there's a lot of playmakers on that team and a lot of guys who can get downfield and get downfield quickly. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Coming up this week as well, as we kind of mentioned and touched on earlier, volleyball will be competing in the area tournament tomorrow at Montgomery Academy. They will face off against Stanhope Elmore in the game one, and if they win that game, they will play the winner of Montgomery Academy and Percy Julian. And speaking of volleyball, I wanted to give a quick shout out to two of the players. Cameron Foote reached 300 career kills over her junior and senior year. It's a great accomplishment. And Jillian Hand got her 100th career block after last Tuesday's game. So great to see Indians making a lasting impact on that volleyball program. Cross country will head over to Montgomery Academy as well. They'll race on a Saturday at the Montgomery Academy Cross Country Invitational. And flag football will play against Marbury on Thursday, and that should be an interesting matchup there.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Best of luck to the volleyball team tomorrow and throughout the day as they hope to win an Area 4 championship. Again, we'll be on the air this Friday at Crampton Bowl. Pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7 p.m. for Wetumpka and Park Crossing. Then back here again next Tuesday and every Tuesday through football season at Wharf Casual Seafood. We'll see you on Friday and on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.